when you see that now there are people that call for women becoming like men or women having control over men, this is a reactionary movement. This is not a natural movement. You know, sometimes people who have suffered a lot, then they overreact and they forget what is the balanced way of thinking. In year 568, which is near to the advent of Islam, near, not exactly, but near, there was a conference in France. And you know what was the topic of the conference? The topic of the conference was whether women are human beings or not. This was the topic of the conference in 568. Up to recent time, you know, women didn't have any right for, not only they didn't have right for ownership, they were considered as possessions and belonging of men. Even to in England, this was the law, that women were owned. And even, you know, for example, what you find common in the West, which we don't have in the East, is that women are called after their marriage according to the surname of their husband. I'm not saying this is bad or good, but this is some remaining part of a culture, that when you get married, then your identity is formed according to the husband. Anyway, this was a kind of historical background in which feminism grew. And they, as I said, overreacted to the extent that in the 70s, some of the feminists said that we have two different aspects in women's life. You know that we use terms sex and gender. Feminists from 1970s, they said that sex refers to those aspects of the creation of men and women which are biological. So they said we accept, we have different sex. We have male, men as male sex, and we have women as female sex. So they don't have problem about biology. Of course, some of the radical feminists, even they didn't want this. So they used to use some hormones so that they look like men. And they are very much against any kind of dress, any kind of hair dress, or, you know, anything which make women distinct. And if you look at this carefully, you find that these people, by trying to resemble like men, indeed they are much more underestimating women. They think they are bringing women to a high position, but indeed what they do is that they are telling women that you must forget you are women, you must become like men so that you can have, you know, power, you can have position, which is very much against the religious view. Anyway, they said that we have biological differences, and we refer to these biological differences, differences by term sex, and we have gender. Gender, according to these feminists, is all because of culture. If there are differences other than biological differences, like, for example, you know, we say there are differences in their emotions, Between men and women, there are differences in their emotion, in their understanding, in the way that they feel responsible, in the way that they interact with others. There are several differences. These feminists say that none of these differences are necessary. These are all imposed by culture, by society. A woman can behave and can understand and can have emotions exactly as a man. Body is different, but there is no other difference which is necessary. If you see that, for example, now we have women who are, for example, better for certain jobs and men for other jobs, they say this is only because of the culture in which they are brought up. Otherwise, men and women are exactly the same. And this is very dangerous, because this means to forget the differences between the soul, between the spirits of men and women, which can supplement each other. There are certain things in which men are strong, there are certain things in which women are strong, and this is the beauty of creation that has made none of us complete and perfect. We need each other. Men and women need each other. As a mother or father, as a husband or wife, as brother or sister. Even in society, there are certain jobs in which you need a passionate person, a person with patience. Then women can be better in this position. There are certain jobs which are very tough. Then you need men to undertake this. And there may be some jobs which can be undertaken by both genders. So this is very wrong to try to reduce everything into biology and say men and women are the same, only they are different in their biology. And maybe by using some hormones or by some operation, then you can make them the same. And then we will get rid of all this business of men and women and family and all these things. According to Islam, our position, which has never changed, this is not something new, this is not something that we have learned from West. This is a historical position for Islam. First of all, men and women are all equally human beings. We didn't have such conference to say whether women are human beings or not. Right from the beginning of Islam, men and women were considered as equal human beings. So in their humanity, they are equal. What is the essential part in humanity? If you ask me, what are the essential elements of humanity? Of course, you have been in this course, self-knowledge, before, so you know that. But just to repeat, a very important part of humanity is freedom, to have choice, and responsibility, and understanding. All these things, understanding, responsibility, choice, are the things that we share. Men and women, we share. And because of that, men and women can achieve perfection. So the potentialities for perfection are open to all of us, men and women. So the main elements which make a person human being is something which is shared by everyone. And it is interesting that Islam, from the beginning, have always had the same position, even in the face of a culture which was very much against women. You know that what was the custom among the pagans. They used to kill and bury their daughters even when they were still living. They were still alive, they used to bury them, and they were taking this as a shame to be informed that you have been given a daughter. Despite this culture, Islam said that men and women are both complete human beings, and also, as you know, follow in the Islamic law, both can own. Not only women were not owned, men and women were free and they had the ability to own. So we have always this, that a woman can own her own, you know, richness, her own possessions, her own income or whatsoever.